This Daily Christian Newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, June 3rd, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. A charismatic pastor in Philadelphia was killed by a hit-and-run driver shortly after preaching a sermon last week. Eliezer Leon loved the gospel, and he loved to serve at the Iglesia de Dios Pentecostal Church. His body was dragged for 20 feet before the killer escaped. Pray that God would grant repentance to the killer. Proverbs 8:36 says, "All those who hate me love death." And Canada will have its first assisted suicide law now that the House of Commons approved Bill C-14. By a vote of 186 to 137. Prime Minister Trudeau promises his approval, and that will put Canada with 6 American pro-death states, as well as the Netherlands, Belgium, and Colombia. Alex Schadenberg, Executive Director of Euthanasia Prevention Coalition, told The Worldview that this bill is more dangerous than the European approach to assisted suicide.
You know, what it does in law is it gives doctors or someone else the right to want to kill you. But the fact that the language of the bill actually gives the right to anybody to do the act. This is a very crazy bill. It's worse than anything in Belgium or the Netherlands, because what it does is once the act is approved by either a doctor or a nurse practitioner, anyone can actually do the act. And if you consider how situations work in families or in situations with people with disabilities or whatever it might be, this is a very dangerous idea.
The toxicology report for the musician Prince is out. He died of an overdose of the opioid fentanyl, reportedly 100 times more potent than heroin. Prince will join the ranks of other pop singers who died of drug overdoses, including Dinah Washington, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley, Keith Moon, Kurt Cobain, Michael Jackson, Amy Winehouse, and Whitney Houston. The Mennonite denomination is torn on the sin of homosexuality. In February 2014, the Mountain States Conference of the Mennonite Church USA approved the ordination of an openly lesbian pastor. But last week, the Virginia Mennonite Conference suspended the credentials of a pastor who officiated a lesbian fake marriage ceremony. Isaac Villegas of Chapel Hill Mennonite Fellowship in North Carolina said he was guided by God in the decision. The most powerful Republican leader, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, has finally endorsed Donald Trump for president as of yesterday. The California state government is now proposing a law to prohibit undercover investigations into organizations that trade in human body parts and other nefarious practices. The proposed bill, not surprisingly, is supported by Planned Parenthood, and it would criminalize reporters and media outlets that publish undercover investigations such as the ones performed by David DeLeiden and crew. The abortion business is calling for a felony charge with a minimum 2-year prison term. In the words of Jesus, "Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." John 3:20. The executive director of the Georgia ACLU has resigned after her 2 daughters were traumatized in a public restroom when they confronted 3 grown men claiming to be transgendered. Maya Dillard Smith told WorldNet Daily, "My children were visibly frightened, concerned about their safety, and left asking lots of questions for which I, like many parents, was ill-prepared to answer." The largest Christian distributor in the world, Send the Light Distribution, is going out of business. The company said they were hit hard by Family Christian Stores' bankruptcy. Also, the market for Christian fiction has imploded. A new report from the 2016 Global Slavery Index has revealed huge increases in the last 2 years. Now, 46 million people around the world are living in human slavery. That's up 28% from 2014. The market for child slaves is exploding here in America, according to Joy International Director Jeff Brodsky.
It is the fastest growing crime in the world today, and there's a reason for that. I buy the drug from my supplier, I find a customer, sell it to my customer, and I make a profit on it one time. I could never make a profit on it again. But if it's a girl, 12, 13, 14 years old, I can now get this girl, and I could probably get her for the same amount, if not less, than I would pay for the drug, and I could rent her out 10 to 15 times a day. Every day for an average of 5 to 7 years is the lifespan of one of these girls.
Joy International is sponsoring fundraisers, bear walks in Alaska and Colorado. For more information, visit their website, joy.org. Remember, Jesus came to set the captives free. The world's largest tunnel has opened in Switzerland. It's 35 miles long. At some points, a mile and a half under the surface. The tunnel cuts an hour travel time off the trip from Zurich, Switzerland to Milan, Italy. One of the most important relics in the history of this nation has surfaced in the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia. It's a King James Version Bible carried into the Battle of Bunker Hill by a soldier named Francis Merrifield. But the highest significance of this treasure is the inscription he made at the key battle for the American Republic on June 17, 1775. Quote, Cambridge, June 17th, I desire to bless God for his kind appearance in delivering me and sparing my life in the late battle fought on Bunker's Hill. I desire to devote this spared life to his glory and honor. In witness my hand, Francis Merrifield, unquote. Below the inscription, Merrifield wrote a poem on his hope for divine grace. The new museum in Philadelphia will open in the spring of 2017, according to Vox News. And that's the World View on this Friday, June 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Psalm 107:1. We are absolutely thrilled that 110 listeners have either made a one-time donation or pledged a monthly gift to help keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Our goal was to raise $60,000 to pay for the annual expenses of researching, writing, interviewing, voicing, and editing the Worldview. Toward that goal, $24,195 has either been given or pledged over 12 months during the month of May. That means in order to hit the halfway mark of $30,000, we just need 24 more listeners who will pledge $20 a month for 12 months to raise an additional $5,800. If you've not yet made a pledge, would you prayerfully consider being one of the final 24 listeners to help? Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. From the bottom of our hearts here at the Worldview in 5 Minutes team, thank you for blessing the tens of thousands of listeners receiving a truly biblical perspective on the news of the day. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.